Hey, thanks for joining us for church today. I'm talking this morning about the vision that God has given South Bay Bible Church. And I want to begin this morning with the first core value of our church. Lost people matter. We believe at South Bay Bible Church that every person needs the life and hope of Jesus Christ. And because of that, we bring the gospel into our homes. We bring the gospel into our workplaces. And we bring the gospel into our neighborhoods. And we do that on purpose. We are intentional about this. We invest in this. We plan our calendars and our lives around this core value. Lost people matter to South Bay Bible Church. And we say no to many other really good things and even great things in order to keep our focus on this one value. You see, the greatest and most important thing we can do is to lead people into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ. In fact, that's our mission. Please, I want you to say this part with me real quick. I know it's weird. I know you're online and there's somebody maybe sitting next to you or something, but really, out loud, even if nobody else is in the room, would you just say this out loud with me? Our mission, come on. Our mission is to lead people into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ. Why is this mission so important? Well, right below is the answer, isn't it? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Our mission to lead people into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ is so important because God so loved the world. Because this is important to God, this is important to us as a church. Because people die, and when people die, they spend eternity in heaven with God, or they spend eternity in hell without the love and life-giving grace of God Almighty. How long is eternity? A wiser man than me used this illustration, and I don't remember who it was. But many years ago, I read it, and he said, if you took a string, a thread, in fact, the smallest thread you could find, and you took it from the outer planets, I guess planets, Pluto's a planet or it's not a planet, I don't know what it is this week. You take it out past Pluto, then you wind it around our solar system, and you go around the sun, and you go the opposite direction to and cross paths and go back out to Pluto. And that place where it intersected, that place where it intersects is right now, is the life that we have. Just that little small space. And the rest of that string is compared to eternity. That's what eternity is. And it's not about hell. It's not about how hot hell is. That's really pretty irrelevant. The biggest problem with hell is not the heat. It's the eternal separation from the love and from the life-giving grace of God. Only the wrath of God will abide in that miserable place. Can you think of any mission more important than leading people into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ? Oh, I know what you might be thinking. Maybe your job. We'll just put a big X through there, and your job must be just as important, right? I mean, if you didn't have that, how would you make money? Well, what if you got the biggest promotion ever? You were set for life, but you perished in hell anyway. Jesus put it this way. What if you gained the whole world, but lost your soul? That's not it, is it? How about if we cure cancer? I mean, how many people would love to do that? I think that would be a noble task. We managed to cure every person with cancer on earth, and they all die of old age. But when they died, they missed Jesus in heaven altogether. What have we really gained? a few minutes of temporary life where that string intersected, a few extra years, a flash in the pan, they're still dead. Curing cancer can't be the greatest thing we can do, as wonderful as that would be. How about if we completely eliminated poverty? You already get the point of that. How about provide clean water? You know, I personally love this one. I've been a part of a project like this in Haiti. And there are so many places on the planet that don't have clean water. And the little village we were working out in Haiti, kindergartners, 5-year-olds had high blood pressure and the mortality rate was incredible. And people were dying at incredibly early ages. And it's besides all of that, it's such a life-consuming problem. Think about having to go a mile away and get water just to wash the dishes. And then returning to get water, it consumes your life when you don't have clean water. But temporary water for a small village of people without the living water of Jesus Christ is only a very temporary gain in the grand scope of an eternity without a Savior. How about if we have the greatest economy ever? That doesn't even begin to compare with salvation when you put everything in perspective, does it? How about unwavering devotion? I finally may have it. Unwavering devotion to a political party. Are you kidding me? How about if we elect a certain president? That'll do it. Oh, how about storming the Capitol building? Are we out of our minds yet? The greatest mission on planet Earth is to lead people into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ. And with this mission, God has given us a vision, a great, big, God-sized vision. And our vision that he's given to South Bay Bible Church is to win 1% of our community to Jesus by the end of 2022. And I know that doesn't sound like much. I get that. 1%? Come on, Pastor, what's up with that? Folks, within a 5-mile radius, that's 650 people. Think about that for a moment. What God commands, God enables. Imagine being a part of a church who wins and disciples 650 people for Jesus in the next 2 years. By God's grace, and only by God's grace, I get this is a big-sized, God-sized goal, but by God's grace and by God's favor, that is his plan for us. So how do we go about doing this? How do we go about winning 1% of our community to Jesus? We've discovered that we can't make anybody do anything. We're not into King James head pounding evangelism. That's not what we're about. But we can create a church like never before. That's on our website. We can be intentional about creating environments that people love. We can, through the power of the Holy Spirit, work really hard on creating environments that are irresistible. A place where people are encouraged and equipped to pursue God. A place where you are encouraged to have community with people inside of the church. And a place where you can gain influence with people outside of the church. Our strategy is to create environments that are irresistible, where people are encouraged and equipped to pursue intimacy with God, community with insiders, and influence with outsiders. And we do this in 5 ways. The first one is we create a welcoming environment through our weekly worship experiences. Our goal for people is to show up the first time on Sunday morning and there find a group of incredibly sincere and warm people, because they don't see that everywhere, and find relationships that are so rich and so full of life, and find a place where the messages are so relevant and encouraging that their everyday life is so enriched that they cannot help but to come back for more. And when they return for the third time, that's a win. We celebrate that at South Bay Bible Church. How can you participate in this environment? Just love like Jesus loved. Just be the church. That's it. Online, use the chat feature on Facebook. You can do that right now and encourage someone and love somebody. In person, you can give a warm smile. You can give a kind greeting. You can do some loving action. That'll do just fine. How about this? Just love people the way Jesus loved people. Go that extra mile. From there, we create an intentional environment around connecting people. And this is our member orientation. Our goal for this environment is to commit yourself to Jesus if you haven't already done so, and to commit yourself to South Bay Bible Church, our family. And when a person commits themselves to Christ and becomes a part of His church, that's a win. You need people around you to walk by faith. By the way, our next member orientation is next Sunday. It's online. COVID won't stop us. If you haven't taken our orientation class or you want a refresher, it's about an hour and a half long. It's all it is. And you can register and take it in your pajamas at home and register at southbaychurchli.org/connect right here. I'd love for you to join us. The third way we help people grow in their faith is through our growing environment. And that's our community group experience. This is where you develop strong relationships to actually walk out your faith and where you'll really grow in your relationship with Jesus Christ. And if you're not in a community group, and many, many, many of you are, you can register right here. You can get more information and you can talk to Pastor Matt, southbaychurchli.org/grow. In fact, we have a starting point group starting this Thursday, January 14th, and it's completely online. Again, I mean, you keep the camera pointed a certain way. You can take it in your jammies. That's fun. You don't need to know anything about church. You don't have to know anything about Jesus, anything about the Bible. If you can't find where Matthew is, that's okay. We will help you through that. Joanne's going to lead that group, and she is fantastic. Say hi to Joanne online. All right. We have, fourth one is our serving environment. And that's through all the ministries that we do at South Bay, and we have so many of them. This is where you put on what you've learned, and you put what you've learned into practice. On Sunday and in group, you learn how to love, right? You learn the theory behind it. You learn what you should do. But in serving, you actually step out of that comfort zone, and you actually put on love and do it. Makes all the difference in the world. And there are opportunities in our First Impressions ministry, in our volunteer ministry, in our group ministry. We have office volunteers if you're an introvert. We have things for that. Children's ministry, the worship team. So many areas of church life need people to love people. Now, hospitality, all sorts of things. Ushers ministries, the parking lot ministry. When it rains, someone hands you an umbrella. That's love, isn't it? Ladies, you don't get your hair wet. Guys, you know, you don't have to be all messed up when you come into church because somebody loves you enough in the parking lot to hand you an umbrella. Every single person has a spiritual gift. We're just helping you use it for Jesus. We have several ways to connect in a serving environment. And if you don't have a ministry, just visit southbaychurchli.org/serve. This is pretty easy stuff, isn't it? Hey, last but not least is our inviting environment. Our inviting environment, which includes all of our outreach experiences. We have many special events, sermon series, other outreach opportunities throughout the year that provide a means for you to invite people in your life that don't already know Jesus. At these events, we always share the gospel. Remember Christmas Eve a couple of weeks ago? All you have to do is grab an invite card, one of those little business card size invites, and hand them out. You can do this with a physical invite card, or you can do it with an online e-vite at southbaychurchli.org/. What do you think? Invite, that's all it is. It's so easy. With a couple of quick clicks, You can invite your friends by email, or you can share an entire event on Facebook or Twitter. All the wording's out there, all the graphics, all of that's already done for you. Click, 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 and out it goes. I also want to announce the start of Evangelism Explosion. We're not going to get into a lot of that today, but in April, we're going to begin training 6 people for a 13-week course on how to share their faith. We only have spots for 6, and the class is already full. But listen, it's advanced training for this, and I'm so excited about it. It's a tremendous opportunity, and the next semester, we'll be able to train many, many more, because as people train, they become trainers. And so it's just going to be exciting this year to see all of that work. I look forward to sharing more with you in the weeks to come. So welcome, connect, grow, serve, invite. That's how we at South Bay Bible Church lead people into growing relationships with Jesus Christ. And look, it's a big giant circle, isn't it? We welcome them in, we help them connect, we help them grow in their faith, we help them put their faith into practice, and then we help them learn how to share that faith with others so that we can welcome even more in for Jesus. So the question is, what's your next step? Where are you in this process that God has given us? Maybe this is your first time you've ever tuned in. You're watching South Bay for the first time. Well, hey, I just want to say welcome. Hey, tune in next Sunday. We're so glad you're here. And that's all you have to do is watch next week and watch the week after that. Maybe take the orientation, just start down the process, and you'll be growing in your faith. If you've been here for 3 weeks or more, even online, listen, even if you're far away, you can take the orientation class. You can connect with us. Visit this webpage right here and sign up for next Sunday's orientation class. You'll be so glad you did. Everyone who takes this class absolutely loves it. And if you've been attending for a while and you've completed orientation, then visit this website to join a group. Starting point is this week. It's the perfect time to sign up. Pastor Matt can still get you a book for Thursday, and it's completely free, completely online. You can join from anywhere in the world, and we would love to have you. Perhaps your next step is serving. Get serving. Get a ministry. What are you waiting for? Put that faith into action. Just having head knowledge isn't enough. We have to walk that out. So visit this serve page. And finally, maybe yours is you need to get out there and invite. Jesus has been talking to you about that, hasn't he? Because he wants every one of us to be sharing our faith. He wants everybody to know Jesus. God is not willing that any should perish. So become the mission. Become the mission of South Bay. Give an invite card this week. Give an e-vite right after this sermon is done in just a few moments. Click over to this page and send somebody. Share this on Facebook. Do something to spread the gospel by visiting southbaychurchla.org/invite. And it's so easy. A couple of clicks. Let's crash that server today. Hey, the bottom line is this. Don't just go to church. Frankly, that can be a waste of time. Instead, be the church. Be the church. That's what it's all about. Being the church, not just going there. Hey, let's pray. Hey, God, we just want to praise you and thank you for this incredible thing called the church. And we're so excited that, God, we get this opportunity to grow in our faith, not just for us, Lord, but for many people that you've surrounded us with, to take this gospel of Jesus Christ to our community and beyond, God. I can't wait to share some stories in the next couple of weeks about what's going on in Kenya and another country in Africa. But God, in Jesus' name, would you pour out your spirit today on everyone watching this message and help them take the next step in their walk with you. Lord, I pray that our website would just blow up with activity today and people would get where they need to go. And God, that you would just bless your people as they move forward in the vision that you have blessed our church with. And God, we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thank you for joining us today at South Bay Bible Church Online. We're so glad you are here. God bless.